the book of St. Luke, chapter 19. The book of St. Luke, chapter 19. Verse 9. St. Luke, chapter 19, verse 9. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Scripture speaks to us to say today in a special way. And Jesus said unto him, this day. Tell your neighbor today. This day is salvation come to this house. For so much as he also is a son of Abraham. God bless you. Thank you for your kindness. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Grass withers, the flowers thereof fade, but the word of our God shall stand forever. I solicit your prayers, please. I want to talk with you from the subject, salvation is in the house. I can't call Huey back up. He up in glory. But he used to say, Jesus is in the house. Salvation is in the house. Y'all gonna help me a little while?
Yes.
To begin with, my brethren and my sisters, Christian friends, well-wishers, and saints of God, gives me a great sense of pleasure, poise, and purpose with great appreciation to visit this awesome passage of Scripture, particularly dealing with the subject of salvation.
All right,
you know, Romans tell us in 10 and 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I like that word. I like that shall part that is right now. And then you're saved. And if you got a pencil with you and you're ready to write a few things on the word save, write down the word sozo. Sozo, S-O-Z-O, not bozo, but sozo. Y'all didn't say nothing right there. Write down sozo, S-O-Z-O. Sozo means I'm saved. I'm secured. And whatever my verdict was, it's been pronounced good. I didn't get no help right there. I mean, how many of y'all really think that if you had to go in right now before the judge now, that all your case would be right? You know, I mean, because if you, I ain't sure that my case would be right unless I had something that made my case right. And see, then that when I go with that, it'll be called justification. See, because there is none, the Bible says in Romans 3 and 23, there is none that is right. No, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm going to talk a little bit about that shortness. But short of the glory of God. So everybody on their way to a low bottom hell. But because of what Jesus did on the cross, y'all ain't helping me here. On the cross of Calvary, he made a way. He paid my debt in full. See, I don't know about you, but I've been bought with a price. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And because he wrote my name down in the Lamb's book of life, no matter what I did, my name wrote down. It's called mercy. Can I tell you what that is? Mercy is you dead wrong. Mercy is you tore up from the floor. But he looked at you and said, you know what? Mercy is better than social promotion. See, mercy is, you so wrong, I can't even grade your paper. talking like a school teacher. This so bad I can't even grade this. You just gonna have a retest. But mercy is, he said, I tell you what, because God so loved, y'all gonna let me preach a little bit in here, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting. But because God so loved, he so loved me. Until right there, he puts on my paper, brand new paper, all the wrong answers. Ain't got never an answer right. No constructive response. No matching right. No fill in the blank definitions right. No writing a paragraph or an essay or a thesis, none of it right. Your subject don't conjugate with your verb. None of that ain't right. You don't know what a preposition is. You don't know what a colon, a clause. You don't know what a semicolon. You don't know what nothing is. Wrong. Wrong. Put a music symbol up there and they say, that look like a cute, fancy art sign. You know what that means. They don't know nothing about nothing. They don't know nothing about nothing. And what he does, he takes that paper. He takes that paper. You got an ink pen? He takes that. I ain't started yet. He takes that paper. I don't preach too long. He takes that paper. He see your name. And he write that down there, A+. Did y'all see that? Can y'all see that for me? Y'all can't see it for me. Y'all want to walk down there? I don't want y'all to see that. Now, how many of y'all don't believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Now, if you don't believe, you ain't got to see it. But if you believe that Jesus is your personal Lord and your Savior, look at this here right here. Look, Joe. A+. What that is, Mama? What that say? That's an A+. What that say, family? Y'all see that? You looking at it? What it say? You got to put your glasses on? You have to wait. What it say? It say A+. I got to put my glasses on too. Y'all saw what happened to me yesterday. A+. I'm guilty. Steph, I ain't no parts of me right. You can't stand before a holy, righteous, perfect God in your own finite way and think you can stand perfect before an infinite God. Y'all know him, don't you? I need some help up in this pulpit. An infinite God, an infinite intelligent spirit whose name is Jehovah, the maker and supreme ruler of heaven and earth, inexpressibly glorious in his holiness and is worthy of all possible out of confidence and love, that in the unity of the Godhead, it has God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, equaling every divine perfection and executing distinct but harmonious offices in the great work of redemption. Priest boy. Look at verse 1. Salvation is in the house. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among publicans, and what the Bible says, and he was rich. First thing I want to talk to you about is repentance. There was a man by the name of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector. Chief tax collector. In other words, he had men under him and he rode around in the truck like the supervisor and checked on them. Y'all ain't helping me here. He was a chief. So even if he didn't cheat nobody, he was able to be rich just by the position that he had. Come on, help me somebody. And not only that, but where he was in between two borders, and because he was in Judah and around Herodias' palace, the income that he got was from the rich folk, from the well-to-do. And then when you come down to the suburbs, and then you come down to the inner city, and then you come down to the hood, That's where he squeezed the mess out of the folk. And he still didn't get the best out of the folks. Come on, help me somebody. So they hated him. But the Bible tells me that something happened. Repentance. See, repentance is a change of mind.
Yes, it is.
See, when you've been doing dirty and rotten long, sometimes you get numb to it and don't even bother you. You think God ain't really God. You can do what you want. Ain't nobody gonna catch you. You can keep on doing what you're doing. But you see, God, he sits up high. And he looks down low. Somewhere along the way, Zacchaeus had a change of mind. Because the Bible says he sought to see Jesus. Now, he was a small man of stature, the Bible says, and he could not for the press because he was of little stature. In that particular climate around the Mediterranean, he must have been less than 5 feet tall. So we call those the little people, the little midgets and stuff like that. But he had a whole lot of power. And brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us that because folk didn't like it, y'all didn't get that part. You don't see that in the text. Do you? It say, and he ran before. Let me stop right there. Just hold up right there. And he ran before. And climbed up into a sycamore. But let me say, and he ran. If he was really loved, somebody would have said, I see you want to see Jesus. I'm going to help you up. But because they ain't like him. Ask your neighbor, you like me? You might be by somebody that really don't like you. You might be fooled think somebody like you and they don't like know you. And then if you really get in stuck in yourself and think everybody like you, I need to give you a mirror so you can wake up. Everybody don't like you. Oh, I can do backwards flips up here. Everybody don't like me. And they said, you don't like me either. But you know what? You got to keep on doing what God told you to do. He was sharp. And he climbed into the sycamore tree. Brethren and my sisters, the Bible tells us he wanted to see Jesus because he was going to pass that way. Point two. I'm sharp, but Jesus see me. Y'all didn't get that? Wait. I'm sharp. But Jesus see me. You know how some folk look at you and they put their nose in the air and they walk by you like you ain't nobody? But Jesus was the kind of God, the kind of deity. He's the kind of monotheistic God that he loves everybody. If you ain't got a dime, Gloria, he still loves you. If I got a million, he still loves me. All he wants to do is see if you'll accept him as your personal Lord and your personal Savior. That's the difference right there. You see, a lot of times people talk about rich people can't go to heaven. That's not true. And poor people going to heaven, that's not true. You're going to have some poor people busting hell wide open just like some rich ones. It's all about your heart. How you feel about the Lord in your heart and how you believe your faith-based system. Well, what are you talking about? What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. And then Romans tell us faith coming by hearing, and then hearing going to come by what? The word of God. The only way you're going to really accept the Lord and know him as your personal Savior, you're going to have to spend some time with him in his word. Because I believe that the scriptures was divinely inspired. and is a perfect treasure of heavenly instruction. It has God for its author, salvation for its end, and truth without any mixture of error. Y'all ain't helping me here. For its matter, that it reveals the principles by which God will judge us, and therefore is and shall remain to the end of the world the true center of Christian union and the supreme standard by which all human conduct, creeds, and opinions shall be tried. Let me let you know, I'm Baptist through and through. And if you don't know that, you need to know where you came from. I got a thing now that I'm about to look up, and it's about to be that I want to share some things with you about all the other religions. You say all of them mean the same thing. They all mean the same thing. Everybody don't think the same way. And I'm going to show you the difference in their doctrines where they are not the same. And why you ought not have to, just because the Jehovah's Witness knocking on your door, you ain't got to run from them, and you ain't got to listen to all that. Y'all missed that. I'm going to show you. I'm going to teach you. And then after that, you're going to have some ammunition to know what to go with. Y'all all right with that? Yeah, it's coming up. This semester, I'm going to get it. Amen. Y'all want me to keep going to school? Or y'all want me to quit? That's enough? Or keep going?
Keep going.
You say, I don't care. I ain't paying for it anyway. No, they just show me. They ain't saying it. They just show me. Lord have mercy. So he ran. Got to the top of the sycamore tree. And then the text tells us, and Jesus came by the place, he looked up, and he saw him. She had some time to deal with that. He saw him. I'm shocked. But Jesus sees me right where I am. I'm undone. But Jesus, I'm getting to you right now, sees right where I am. I've been trying to quit drinking. But Jesus sees me right where I am. I've been trying to give up that dope. But Jesus sees me right where I am. And the Bible says he looked up and saw him. I've been trying to stop running around. But he sees me right where I am. Jesus came to the place. He looked up and he saw. Y'all see that in the text? Stop mulling over things when you read them in the text. And then read it like it don't mean to. Take some time and meditate upon it, and you'll find out you'll see yourself. I need to lose some weight. Look like I like to eat more now. I ain't buying them no more. So I ain't did as a racehorse no more. All my money ain't gone to that no more. Y'all ain't catching none of that. That's all right, that's all right. That's all right, that's all right. Because what I got, and I let it out the closet, you got it in the closet and won't let it out. I'll tell you what my problem is. I already know I'm messed up from the floor up. Y'all ain't helping. Some of y'all sitting up there so pious, so sanctimonious, like never done anything wrong. How dare he talk in an unorthodox way as if we are less than. All of you less than. Ain't nobody up in here right. I wish somebody would be real up in here and say, I know I ain't no good. If it wasn't for the grace of God that brought me from a mighty long way, I'd bust hell wide open right now. Because sometimes, starving, I cuss. Jail me hard enough. I will. And I've been to college. My vocabulary is extensive. expositions on terminologies of words, and I know how to rightly divide the word of God, but still when I get mad, y'all ain't telling the truth on me. Some of y'all say, oh shucks, God, born, golly Bob. Right, huh? Right, huh? He saw it. Saw him, man, Bella. Something ain't right. He knew he wasn't right. See, you can't get help until you realize you ain't right. That's when God can break the yokes and he can get you free. And then you can stand up and say, I know my Redeemer lives because he lives within me. I know my healer lives because he healed me. I know my deliverer lives because he delivered me out of my dilemma. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, oh, I don't know where I would be. I'm shocked. Well, I'm sorry, I'm shocked. Despite how many times you popped up by the house and, you know, usually you'd be to caught me in something by this. Even though you ain't catch me in nothing, it was what my mind was thinking. Y'all ain't helping me here. Can I tell you, Willie? Willie used to stop by the house a whole bunch of different times. That time when it came, I had the computer in front of me working on the sermon, working on a lesson, engrossed in studying for hours and hours and hours. And you can't talk what you don't know, and you can't leave where you don't go unless you spend some time with the Lord. So now here Willie come to the house, and every time Willie come, I'm in the Word. Now Willie thinking, how good is God? He's steadily working on the Word of God. He ain't out there in the streets and all that. No, I ain't. But it's what I was thinking when I was looking at the text. In the text, and then I seen everybody else in the text, and some of the things I say, I was gonna say, the Lord said, you ain't saying that. Not that. Y'all, I'm shocked, but Jesus sees me. He said unto him, Zacchaeus, hurry up, man. Make haste, come down, for today I must abide at my house. Now, bothering in my sisters. I can't be long with it, but I want to tell you that it was customary that if you were associated with people who dealt in customs and tax collecting and stuff like that, you were dealing with wicked folk. So for Jesus, who was the known prophet, with multitudes following him everywhere he went, for him to be associated with Zacchaeus was 10 notches down for Jesus. Y'all don't hear me here. It's like me going out there by quick and handy and hanging out with everybody who go in there and get them a little something. Y'all ain't saying amen right there. Y'all ain't saying amen. I go to quick and handy too. I do. And the Chinese boy in the back already go get my pig feet for me. I'm just as wrong as the one that's going to get the bill. Y'all ain't saying amen up in here. So for Jesus to be associated with Zacchaeus was 10 steps down. Then also for Jesus to be able to recognize without knowing who he was, without ever having met him, without ever having any contact with him, and to call his name out, get this now, Kevin, it was divine because they considered you as a chief. Israel. You ain't saying nothing like that. It was like Jesus knew something that other folk didn't know. So when he announces Zacchaeus, everybody was like, wait a minute, how you know him? But God will put you in connection with some folk. And others say, how you even remotely connected. And I never talk about folk in Poor Alley. Say amen. Because everybody kid. Better Kids that, everybody connected. What you think? One don't know, they all connected, they all kin. So if I say something, it's because I want to be putting something out.
Y'all missed that yet?
Yeah, because everybody connected. It's a tight-knit community. And if you think it ain't, just keep on living it. Keep on coming, you'll find out. He said, come down, make haste. And he said, he received him joyfully. Y'all see that? And as he received him joyfully, when they saw it, they all murmured that he was going to be a guest with the man that what, y'all? Oh, Lord have mercy. On Communion Sunday, Reverend Allen and I been hanging out with the wine. On Communion Sunday, he back there in the back there where they slanging and swinging and they puffing up them Twister Sweets. Remember back there, y'all, with the white robe on, y'all. Y'all missed that right there. Remember back there with him right now. Y'all be saying, he got to go. Come on, say amen. That's what they were saying right there in verse 7. And when they saw it, what they saw, all of that. They all what? They all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. I'm so glad that when I was a great sinner, that a lady by the name of Miss Charlotte Stokes, Pastor Charlotte Stokes in Virginia Beach, Virginia. When I walked into their church, my sister was trying to get me straight. I wasn't straight. She said, Reverend, you need to come in. You're just too wild. You just do everything you like to do, any and everything, and you ain't scared of nothing. Reverend, you need to come in. And I walked through that woman door. Sister Green, she stopped singing, testifying, and says, cut the music. Preacher just walked through that door. I smell like smoke. I smell like drink. Y'all don't hear me? I look like I had been out all night because I had. And she said, wait, preacher just walked through that door. Stop putting folk down as if they ain't gonna never be nobody. You don't know what they gonna be. And then sometimes we so quick to judge them that they ain't this, they ain't that. No, they ain't all that in a bag of chips and a pickle and a cold drink, but then we are not either. And who am I to judge you? Because if you look up in the book and it tell you, don't judge so you won't be judged. Because the same way that you point at them, God will point right back at you. So he said, this man is having guests. He's going to be a guest at this sinner's house, and we all hate him. And Zacchaeus, the Bible says in verse 8, stood and said unto who? Oh, get the text now, unto the Lord. He recognized who Jesus was. He recognized the deity of Christ. He recognized that he wasn't just in the presence of just a good man. Because there's a whole lot of good men with a lot of good intentions that'll go straight to hell. But you got to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, because at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that he is Lord. That's the only way you can get to heaven is through Jesus, God's only son. I heard him say in John, around that 14th chapter, I am the way, truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father except but by me. So verse 8, I'm almost through. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord. Now, this is where I come in with point 3. He received grace, and then he gained restitution. You need to get that in the text, Brandon. You might want to preach that one day. He gave grace. He received grace, but he gave restitution. It's in the text. It's in the text. And the Bible says, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half, what, y'all? I give to the, I'm going to give it back. I know I done cheated them. I'm going to give it back. Come on, say amen, somebody. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation. Y'all see that? I will restore him. How long? Fourfold. I'm going to give him all of what he got. I ain't going to say, well, I'm going to give you a little bit and then I'll catch you later. I'm going to give you everything that I owe you. Uh-huh. And even when you didn't know I was cheating you, I'm going to give you that back too. Wouldn't that be wonderful? If your mortgage company that's cheating you and you know they cheat, y'all ain't saying amen. The car company got you with a high interest rate, you know they cheating you. You know they cheating you. Ain't no black man walking in there with no $30,000, $40,000 to get no kind of car. Y'all help me, somebody. No, your credit ain't all there. You ain't got no 800 FICO score. Come on, say amen, somebody. So they gonna hem you up. You go to them payday loans and they make you pay back double for the trouble. They cheating you. Come on, help me, somebody. They charging you for your account at the bank. You got your money in there and they charging you for the have it there. They cheating you. Come on, help me, somebody. Energy bill come up and they give you a bill, light bill, $700. And you say, wait a minute, I ain't use that much light bill. I turn all the lights off. They just drove by the house. Saw where you live. Y'all be helping me. You know they cheating you. Y'all ain't never been cheated? How many folks know you've been cheated? I've been cheated, man. I'm a black man in America. If you're black in America, you've been cheated, buddy. Unless you just ain't never woke up yet. They're going to cheat you. You're going to pay higher prices for everything. Ain't going to get less quality than anybody. Oprah Winfrey, and I'm going home. Oprah Winfrey, multi-billionaire, walked in a store and they said, we don't sell it real kind. You know, colored people. African Americans. We don't serve black people. She was an upscale boutique. And she said, I'm Oprah Winfrey, I don't care who you are. All I see. Oh, you've been cheated. And she said, I could buy this stuff. Buy it if you want, but today you ain't getting nothing out of here. Oh, man. And brothers and sisters, you just keep living in this country. You're going to find out you've been cheated. So now what's the answer? How do you get out of that? How do you not be an angry black man, an angry black woman, knowing the design of the system because you ain't just light in the brain. You see what you see, and you know what you know, and you know they cheating you. And you know you a target. Why are we doing the street thing, Kevin? Why are we doing that? Because we know the children are a target. We know the black male is a target. They're trying to kill him off before he could ever come to his full potential to be anything in this world. So what do you do? Here's what you do. Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. Brothers and sisters, we belong to God. And because we belong to God, salvation is come to this house. This day. How do you break the ice? It's a frame of reference. It's a frame of mind. I just believe in the Lord Jesus. And some things I just don't worry about. You know why I can't worry about it? Because if I think about it like I think about it, I'll go do something stupid that I ain't got no business doing. Come on, help me, somebody. See, some folks ain't got no heart to do it, but then some others got heart to do it. So, but the ones that got heart, I need to talk in your heart and tell you, you need to slow your roll. So when it comes to you, you got to get to this here in the text and it says salvation is come to your house. It's better to have some Jesus than all of jail. Y'all missed that. all are dead. Kevin, if you can get that through the cheering on this week coming up. It's better to have some Jesus than all of death. Help me, somebody. That's the aim. That's the goal. He who wins souls is wise. We're trying to save somebody. We're trying to save the communion. Trying to save the community. We're trying to save our boys and our girls. Salvation is come to this house. Once you get the message, you got to take it out there and do something with it. Are y'all with me here? He says, for as much as it is also he's a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man comes to seek and to save that which what, y'all?
Was lost.
If it was lost, Jesus is coming to save what was lost. What is lost? I'm closing. But in my term paper that I'm about to do, what is lost is the sense of community. Is the sense of the church being this center focus. What is lost is that when you go further to the inner components of why things are happening like they're happening, go to the home. Y'all ain't helping me here. Because a family that prays together. Come on, help me, somebody. I was telling my son-in-law last night, if you just raise them right, they'll come up right. Even if they get old, they'll come back to the house because they was raised in it. Raise them in the house. I want Diana and them here all the time. Desiree and them, I want them here. Come on, say amen. Miss Heather, where you at? I want them here. Y'all stop letting your children stay home like they got a choice. They ain't got no choice. Get them here. And if you ain't got no children here and you had children, something wrong with that picture. Come on, help me, somebody. Make them come. I'm trying to save somebody. This ain't about me. It ain't about you. Ain't about self-aggrandizement. For the Son of Man is come what, y'all? Wait, good enough. Go in the text with me. You can't be in here without the Bible. Verse 10, it says, for the Son of Man is come what, y'all? Oh, yes, indeed. If you just do that, everything will be fine. I'm still on that series. The Lord took me away, but I'm still on that. If you just listen, everything will be fine. Salvation is come to this house. You'll be blessed and not cursed. You can't keep on going like everything is everything and nothing really matters. Everything matters. Everything is connected. And we must do our part in this community to make it better. Am I doing all right, Riella? Am I doing all right? We must do our part to make this community better. And then do our part to make this church better. And then do our part to make our home better. So that when God is ready to bless your mama, when he comes by your house and you didn't know when he was coming, but then when he shows up, all things are in order, the house is in order, and he can bless it. Y'all ain't helping me up in here. He can bless it. I don't want him to catch me in the middle of a scam. He ready to bless Raymond Allen, but Raymond Allen all scheming and scamming. He ready to bless Raymond Allen, but I'm hooking and crooking. Well, I'm cooking up something with Hightower, and God getting ready to bless me. Well, I'm trying to run a game with Cal One, but he getting ready to bless me. But as soon as you do that, that's when your blessing gone. Well, I ain't going to play with that. I know where my blessings come from. My blessings come from walking on the straight and narrow. Can't nobody do you nothing when you're on God's side right. It's when you jump in every kind of way. That's when anything can happen to you because you're out of the ark of safety. God said he come to seek that which was lost and then to save it to salvation. Help me, somebody. Well, I'm about to leave you. But repentance is a change of mind. But regeneration is a change of heart. And after you change your heart, you become converted. Conversion is a change of state. After conversion, he says that I justify you. Justification is that change that God said you was guilty, but I made you righteous in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Then after justification comes adoption. That means I brought you into my family. And because now you're in the family, I'm going to teach you how to act. And that's called sanctification. After sanctification, when it's all over down here, when it's his to call and mine to answer, he's going to give me something called glorification. I'm going to swap this old body for a brand new body. And I'm going to get a brand new home on the other side. Pray for me. Pray. Yeah.